Elon Musk has been called a lot of things, but love him or hate him, every move he makes captures the attention of a worldwide audience, as well as the artist Sting, apparently. This year was no exception, and Karina decided to take a look at the year that was through the prism of Tesla and the SpaceX CEO, who was named Time's Person of the Year. And Karina, I was looking at a couple of these. It seems like ancient history, but these literally happened all this year. What are some of the highlights?
It is hard to keep it all in context, right? And he has a legion of adoring fans that hang on to every single word he says. So he's got 68 million Twitter followers. But it's clear this man who wants to send people to Mars and drive cars without gasoline has the ability to drive markets as well. So I thought it'd be interesting to go back and take a look at some of the tweets that he put out there that really caused a little bit of a storm and helped move and drive some of these asset classes and made them either soar or sink. So back in January, believe it or not, when meme stock frenzy was at a high and GameStop mania was all the rage, a one-word tweet he linked to Wall Street Bets was GameStop, if you remember that. And that sent the stock soaring from about 150 to nearly 350 bucks a piece. The fad has now faded, of course, with the meme darling now pretty much back where it started its moment in the spotlight. And then in February, Dogecoin apparently caught Musk's eye. It was the first time many people even ever heard of the crypto. Some still don't know how to say it. Again, a simple tweet, Dogecoin to the moon, sent the crypto surging 35%. And what about March when he tweeted that people could start buying Tesla with Bitcoin? Remember that in the U.S. and then payments outside the U.S. would be possible? That sent Bitcoin to the moon as well. And then remember, before he went on SNL in April, he referred to himself as the Doge father and touted his appearance on the late night show. People couldn't buy into Doge quickly enough. In fact, in the 6 months preceding that appearance, he actually helped Doge rise more than 6,000%. And by the time he appeared on the show, Doge was at an all-time high. And then in May, he turned the tables and sent both Tesla and Bitcoin tumbling when he reneged on his deal to allow people to use Bitcoin to pay for Tesla cars. But to make good, just a month later, he said the EV maker would begin accepting Bitcoin once, quote, there's confirmation of reasonable, and that's about 50% clean energy usage by miners with positive future trend. That was a quick reversal on a reversal. So he's very mercurial in that respect. And then in July, maybe thank goodness, many would say he steered clear of tweet storms, but still posted a meme that read, Dogecoin is money enough to once again send the crypto soaring, building on those gains in August when entrepreneur Mark Cuban jumped on the bandwagon saying Doge was the best crypto as a medium of exchange. Musk tweeted to paraphrase, told you so. And now this fall in September, Musk said Doge fees would have to drop for it to become a more feasible form of payment. But by October, Doge had become passe and Shiba Inu became the new rage. Musk then got himself his very own real-life Shiba Inu named Floki, and the crypto took off. But he still lent his support to Doge, tweeting, tuition is in Dogecoin, and you can get a discount if you have a dog, teasing the Twitterverse and both the altcoins. Shiba has gone on to become the most viewed crypto this year, surpassing Bitcoin. Dogecoin placed third, according to price-tracking website CoinMarketCap. And just last month, he moved away from crypto talk, as you know, and started talking about the colossal amount of taxes he would have to pay as the richest man in the world and asked Twitter followers if he should sell 10% of his Tesla stock to help pay the bill. The majority of his followers said that he should, even though many own Tesla shares and the stock tanked more than 20%, falling into bear territory before picking up just last week after Musk said he sold enough now to pay his estimated $11 billion in taxes, stock climbing back up above $1,000. And Jared, while December isn't over yet, nor apparently is his love for Doge, tweeting just a couple of weeks ago that Tesla will make some merch viable with Doge and see how it goes. And that is what we mere mortals will have to do, Jared. Just see how it goes until his next market-altering message.
I know. And if we don't get one by December 31st, I'm going to be a little bit surprised and a little bit disappointed.